Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're outside the Travel Agency, a cannabis store that's got everyone buzzing.
I've been to dispensaries all over the United States, but I've never seen one this unique.
So nice. Amazing vibe.
Some of the best customer service I've had in a store.
Blows my expectations out of the water.
Come down to the Travel Agency and see for yourself. For use only by adults age 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the National Poison Control Center. Consume responsibly.
It's Peacocktober. All month long, stream your Halloween favorites on Peacock. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy Krueger, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Plus, be the first to see Jamie Lee Curtis take on Michael Myers in the new movie Halloween Kills. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock, October 15th. And for a new universe of monsters, check out the Peacock original series, Girl in the Woods. Face your fears and stream it all this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
When I'm driving in my Lincoln, the tension gets...
Headphones paired.
Tuned out. Experience the power of Sanctuary at Lincoln.com.
And now a word from our sponsors. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents, they handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at KMDLaw.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLaw.com or call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMDLaw.
Are you ready to change your life, but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.com and book your first session today.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. PureSoapFlakes.com, 218-568-2525. Have you ever heard of Castile Soap? Pure Soap Flake Company handcrafts fine soap bars, laundry powder, and concentrated soap flakes using organic vegetable oils from their northern Minnesota facility. Bathe your body and wash your clothes with Pure Soap products that are free of fragrance, GMOs, palm oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, and synthetic additives. Keep it clean, folks. Pure Soap Flake Company products are kind to living creatures and sensitive skin, safe for drains and waterways, and work great in high-efficiency washers and top and front-loading machines. They have a little promotion going on. Contact them to order some soap. Mention the Opperman Report. You're going to get a free gift. They're going to send a little extra soap, travel size, soap bars and laundry soap, cleaning soap flakes. I've been using that stuff all day long today. Great stuff. Order today at PureSoapFlakes.com or give them a call, 218-568-2525. 218-568-2525. Pure Soap Flake Company is a proud member of the Handcrafted Soap and Cosmetic Guild.
It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. You can find me at Opperman Investigations and Digital Forensic Consulting through my website, emailrevealer.com, or you can email me directly at oppermaninvestigations@gmail.com. If you like today's show, please, and you want to support the show, check out our Patreon. You go to Patreon, Opperman Report, and we've put all the old shows from the members section onto the Patreon, and we put new content up there every day, pretty much, as we're getting caught up with the big changeover. Patreon.com, Opperman Report. But our archives are always free. You can find our archives at Spreaker.com. And we're following up on our guest, Richard Kerr, who told us the horrific story about how he was put through a horrible abuse in his childhood at the hands of Roy Cohn, ultimately, but also too at this Kinkira home for boys in Ireland. Then we talked to Colin Wallace, who was an intelligence agent there in Northern Ireland, and told his version, his end of the story. And today we have John McMahon, who has a story similar to Richard Kerr, but his is a bit different. John McMahon, are you there?
Good morning. How are you? So I'm John McMahon. I'm living in Massachusetts. I'm originally from Ireland. I've been living here since 1978.
How do you like it?
Well, good. I've raised four kids here, so it's a good place to be, and it's the strange times we're at here in the next couple of months.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. You know, I tell you, you sound like you have more of a Boston accent, Massachusetts accent, than you do an Irish accent.
Well, that would be the case. I'm musical, so I pick up on the accents in the area. If I go back to Ireland and drink enough Guinness, I'll start having a strong Irish accent again.
Hey, I drink enough Guinness, so do I. I have an Irish accent, too, as well. John, you had a horrific childhood. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so I'll give you a good overview here. And it's very separate to Richard, but it intersects in an interesting way. I had a pretty normal childhood with three other siblings. In July of 1968, when I was 13, I came back from Irish college where I was learning my own language. And I came back at a time when my dad's health was going down. He'd had a stroke and he had eight more after that, and we were forced to sell our home. So this is July of 1968. I went back to my hometown in Ireland, in RD, in the Republic of Ireland. And I met this man called Reg Arnold, who from Belfast, who was there to buy our house, or working out a deal to buy our house. And we were going to keep a little bit of land and build a kind of mobile home there. Mm. Reg Arnold is not the person I'm really talking about here, but his friend was Ken Larmer, who was a social worker who focused on youth and who became a law clerk, a clerk in the courts in Belfast later on. He came with his friend Reg as kind of a legal advisor about the transaction buying the house.
Okay.
Ken was one of these very intelligent, smart guys that can size up the situation quickly. And basically, my mother was very young and vulnerable, like an old-fashioned lady who, you know, relied on her husband to take care of all the business. And then when the husband's in trouble, boy, the whole family's in trouble. And Ken, this social worker, convinced my mother that I was vulnerable, not having a father, a strong father in position, and he would take me under his wing, which he did. And he basically invited me to go up to Belfast to take me under his wing. So 5 days later, I was in a train to Belfast and stayed at Reggie's house, the guy who was buying our house, in Belfast for about a four-day weekend. And I went to bed, went to sleep, and woke up to having Ken coming into the bed. And I was half asleep, and he basically had sex with me, and I won't go into too much detail. Because I was 13, and a very naive 13, when you trusted doctors, lawyers, and religious people, they were on a pedestal. I just had no way to deal with something like this. I didn't know how to deal with it. So in essence, my mind shut down, and I denied that I was even there. I went somewhere else. And I still to this day have this sense that I found myself on an island alone with the sound of running water. Mm-hmm. The long and the short of it, Ken took over my life. He took over our family in many ways because Dad was in hospital for the next 3 years, and he became a mentor to my mother in advising her financially and legally and how to keep the family together. But also he had total access to me both ways in that he would bring me up to Belfast and abuse me nightly there. His friend had bought our old house next door, and so he would come down to the Republic of Ireland on the weekends, and he would abuse me there. And
John,
it was...
Let me ask you a quick question, because you mentioned that you had older siblings. So this man, Ken Lamore, had no interest in the older siblings, just you?
Just me. Well, I was a male, and my siblings were female. So he was interested in young boys, and he clearly, his pattern was that he liked young boys the age of 12, 13, or until maybe 15 or 16, when you start becoming old enough to be able to stand up for yourself, if you know what I mean.
Sure. And you mentioned, too, that he was a social worker. What was his role as a social worker?
He specialized in dealing with troubled youth, and this is where the crossover with Richard Kerr starts. He would visit the institutional homes, such as Kincora and Williamson House and other places, and sort of guide adolescent, teenage boys primarily through life. And often he would have, them as friends and organize them as soccer games and all that stuff. But they come back to his flat. And so he had access to youth all the time, and he surrounded them. It's kind of like the Boy Scouts type thing. If you're interested in young boys, you're going to find a way to work with young boys, and that's kind of what he was doing. So in any case, this sexual abuse occurred for three and a half years from the age of 13 to 16, 16 and a half. That was around the time my dad was dying. And when my dad was dying, I started working for a local farmer who was a regular man who actually took me under his wing and actually gave me the strength, the emotional strength, to be able to get away from Ken. But the issue was that I had denied even to myself that this had ever happened. And later on, when I was 23, I'd met an American girl from Boston, and I left Ireland and, in essence, left all of the memories behind. And the way I sort of describe it is when you can't recognize that something has ever happened in the first place, any access to those memories is shut behind doors. And for me, I had doors being closed on doors within other doors. And when I left Ireland, there was no way for those memories to come back until a long time later. And literally what happened was that my second child reached my age, 13, where my abuse started, and I started drinking and fretting and worrying and all that sort of stuff, and I didn't know why, but I was not my normal self. And my sister Allison came over from England to visit me, and as you will tend to do, we reminisced about our childhood and how tough the teen years were, and drank till 2 a.m. And the next morning, I got up at 6 to work and showered. And while I was showering, literally these memories they erupted like a volcano. Mm. I mean, I was wailing like a wounded animal because I could see what was happening to me with Ken sexually abusing me. And my wife thought I was dying. She heard the cries from me in the bathroom, and she then found out what had been hidden in my head for all these years. And she's the sort of woman who knows everything about her spouse, so she was totally shocked. But she was an amazing partner and told me immediately, I need to get professional help, and I did seek it. And so went through some years of therapy. And so around 1994.
Because you sent me some notes, and you mentioned in the notes that your second son, your second eldest son, was 13. Now, do you think that's what triggered it? You saw your son at the age, reaching the age where this trauma happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. It was what was, the emotions were bubbling up. I just didn't understand what they were. I didn't know what it was yet. It was when my sister came over not long after, then we started talking because she and I were so close as teenagers, and we were talking about what life was like in the 1960s, that sort of uncorked the bottle. Mm. And literally in my sleep, it started coming to the top. So when I went to take my shower, I just fell apart. And so it came out. So when that happens, you're not normal, obviously. And I struggled to work in a consistent way, but I did.
It's Peacocktober. All month long, stream your Halloween favorites on Peacock. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy Krueger, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Plus, be the first to see Jamie Lee Curtis take on Michael Myers in the new movie Halloween Kills. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock, October 15th. And for a new universe of monsters, check out the Peacock original series, Girl in the Woods. Face your fears and stream it all this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com. Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com. Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, clowns can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her death?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
And because Donna, my wife, was so good and strong and supportive, you know, I was very lucky to have somebody there as a partner who can guide you through this. And we worked together with therapists and all that good stuff for years. Ultimately, as part of the therapy, they suggested I write a letter that I didn't intend to send to the person who abused me to get all of those emotions and feelings out. And I did that, and then I thought, well, maybe I should actually talk to Ken. And so in 1994, 1995, it was two different phone calls, November of 94 and then January of 95. I phoned him and taped him. And I didn't phone him as an enemy. I phoned him as a friend, and in which, you know, we talked generally and in a friendly way about everything. And about 18 minutes into the phone call, I just came out of the blue suddenly and saying, "So why did you have sex with me when I was 13? And the good thing about this is I actually had him saying, you know, acknowledging that he had sex with me when I was 13, that it, quote, there was something about me that made him do it, or, and two, that it was a stage he was going through.
And you had actually tape recorded this phone call.
I did, yeah. And I phoned him again in about 2 months. And by that stage, he realized what the significance of what I was saying, and he denied ever having sex with me, that it, I must be going crazy, I need some help, you know, some mental health and all that sort of stuff.
John, let me ask you this. The first conversation, did he ever apologize to you?
No, not directly. I mean, he said it was a stage he was going through, like an insecurity on his part. And as I said, there was something about me that made him do it, you know, so... that's as close as you get. But understand, for somebody who's been sexually abused to actually have somebody acknowledge the truth is worth $1 million, because it was the only confirmation I had on the outside that I wasn't going crazy. I knew I wasn't crazy, but when you're the only person who knows what's gone on and you don't have a way to confirm it, something like that is valuable to me. So, you know, that first acknowledgement and that I taped was very important to my own emotional well-being, believe it or not. So after I had the second call and he denied everything, I was then angry. And so I wrote him a letter saying how he had messed me up, and, you know, that it took me years of therapy to try and get through this, and that if he was there, could be there to support me and help me through that, it would be good. So this is me leaning on him as a friend to help me, having abused me. So, you know, the way I was emotionally tied in with this was very mixed up, because part of my relationship with him was that he was like my stand-in father, but my father was in hospital. So I did file an affidavit with the RUC, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, that's the police in Northern Ireland, and sent them a copy of the tape and a transcript of the tape, and sent them parts of my diaries from when I was 13, just where I was able to say I was in Belfast on these dates. I wasn't talking as a 13-year-old about sex or anything like that, but I was able to confirm that I was in Belfast in his custody on certain dates, you know, at least 12 or 15 different dates, and that he also bought my glasses for me when I broke my glasses in school and high school, and that I remembered where I got the glasses, the name of the optician jewelry shop, and the dates.
John, also too, you must have had statements from like your relatives saying, "Oh yeah, this man had contact with my son. He slept over there."
Yeah, they didn't know anything about what was going on. So they weren't able to confirm the criminal side of it. They were just able to confirm that he was a family friend and that they're shocked to realize how he had abused me.
Right.
And his actions in some cases were extreme in that, you know, he literally had sex with me in the bedroom next to my parents when we were at the beach. We used to stay at an old perverted wooden railway carriage, like it was three carriages joined together in the form of a T. So he would do things that were sort of guaranteed to shut me up, that I'd never say anything because I was so compromised, you know. And he brought me to the Commonwealth Games in Scotland. So this abuse occurred not just in Belfast and Northern Ireland. It was happening in my hometown. It was happening in Dublin and London and in Edinburgh. But anyway, I did file charges with the police, and For about a year, they investigated. They were able to confirm a lot of the hard dates I gave them and to confirm that Ken knew me and that he paid for my glasses. And so that when they actually confronted him, he said he didn't know me. And their response was, how come you paid for his glasses on these three dates? How come he could do a drawing of your apartment flat, you know, if you didn't know him at all? So, you know, he was put to the lie. He was questioned for 12, 15 hours. Ultimately, they found some homosexual porn in his closets, and it was depicting underage people, but he was by then trained as a lawyer. He said, well, it's you know, of age actors pretending to be teenagers having homosexual sex, so they couldn't charge him on that. And after a year of investigation, the attorney general decided not to proceed with a criminal case because of not statute of limitation per se, but they said that it was so long since the offense, it would be hard to have a court case where I'm the only witness, more or less. And then number two, the cost to prosecute when the main witness lives 3,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. And then number three, that Ken, by then, this was 1997, when they were looking at prosecuting through the attorney general, that Ken got a doctor to certify that he had terminal cancer and wouldn't last the length of the court case.
Can I ask you a question, John?
He did have cancer.
Okay. Now, yeah. Was he still had access to young boys at that period when he was under investigation?
So then the other thing here is, and I'll cross over to you, because in connecting with Richard, Richard and I got to talk to each other, and even though my opening line to Richard Kerr was that I never was in a foster home, but, you know, maybe 10 years before things started happening to you, in Concora, and he was abused when he was younger, 8 or 9, in Williamson House. I was being abused by this guy who was a social worker who went to the homes. Did you know him? And he didn't recognize the name, but some of his friends did. And then he went to work in the court system. And through getting to know Richard, I connected with Colin Wallace, who has helped a number of us try and get some facts out. And through Colin, I was able to find out that the RUC, back when I was still being abused by Ken, had investigated Ken Larmer, the guy who abused me, for allowing his flat to be used by another abuser called Alan Campbell, who is tied in with abusing at Jacora as well. And that he got away with Ken got away with it back then again because he had a legal background. He also helped his friend Alan Campbell avoid going to jail, and he got away with a fine. He basically said, if you plead guilty to a minor offense of just being in the company of a minor rather than sexual offenses, they'll give you a fine. And he actually manipulated the court dates and the court to a more friendly judge, who basically let Alan Campbell get away with a hand slap. I found out all of this information. It's in RUC files, the police investigation files from 1971-72, which is when I was still being abused by Ken. It was revisited in 1982 during the start of the Concora investigations, and they knew that Ken was tied in with Alan Campbell, who had abused boys and was implicated perhaps in the disappearance of some boys. And so the criminal prosecution didn't go forward for me. I was very disappointed by that. Sometime later, I did try and participate in an inquiry. It was like the third inquiry around Kikora, around institutional abuse. But because I was not a resident of one of the institutions, they wouldn't allow me to participate.
John, let me ask a question. Why do you think there's so much of a cover-up with this Concora boys? You know, you'd think that the authorities would want to investigate this and want to bring these abusers to justice. Why is this being held?
Well, I would say to you that, you know, the regular police officers and the detective who investigated my case were salt-of-the-earth people who were trying to do the right thing. they were blocked by their superiors, and their superiors were reacting to political pressure. Because the story around Kinkora, and in a way my case, even though it's not within an institutional home, is that most of the real sex was occurring not in the institutions, and that was the legal case. There were three managers of Kinkora put into jail for having sex with the boys in the institution. What the authorities blocked was any knowledge that this was happening outside the institution, and that Richard Kerr, for example, and other boys were taken from the homes and sent to private homes and hotels to have sex with fairly high-powered businessmen internationally, like Roy Cohn. And Roy Cohn was in Belfast, by the way. And politicians and monarchy. I mean, when Ken Larmer, the guy who was abusing me, learned that Lord Mountbatten was blown up by the IRA, he cried because he said he was a good man and he used to take good care of the young boys.
Really?
And I did not understand the significance of that back then. But, you know, since then, we now know that it's implied that Lord Mountbatten was having sexual relations with young boys from these homes and other places back in that period of time. So there's a lot of powerful people who were involved as customers, and powerful people know that you don't do something where there are witnesses. So you do whatever you want to do in your own house or in a friendly halfway house or hotel or residence, but you make sure there's no witnesses. The part that's really dirty about all of this is that, as Ken Wallace knows, that in the middle of this war in Northern Ireland between the Loyalists and the Nationalists, MI5 knew that some of the sexual abuse was going on, and they were using the information to blackmail some of the participants or the managers who arranged for the boys to be sent out to have sex with the customers, with the businessmen and the politicians.
But blackmail them to what ends? For financial blackmail or to get them to do something publicly?
No, to get them to give inside scoop about paramilitaries. Gotcha. A lot of times. It was not financial, it was, you know, intelligence.
Gotcha.
And that's the part that, you know, that's not my game. That's part of what Richard and some of the other boys got involved in, that people with intelligence knew what was going on. They tried to get something done about it, and their superiors blocked the sexual abuse from being stopped. They knew it was going on. That's the horrible thing here.
Yeah, people want to go back and listen to that show with Colin Wallace, who was the British intelligence agent who was actually framed for murder and put in prison for 8 years, ultimately vindicated, but spent 8 years in prison on trumped up murder charges. John, we should probably take a commercial break at this point. We're talking to John McMahon. He lives in the United States now, but he grew up in Northern Ireland and went through a horrific childhood at the hands of this Ken Larmer. Is Ken Larmer still alive today?
No, he did die in the year 2000 or so.
Okay, and hopefully he's receiving his justice today. We'll be right back with more of John McMahon and his story of his life and this Kinkora home for boys and his other activity going on there in Northern Ireland. It's very underreported here in the United States. We'll be right back after these messages.
And now a word from our sponsors. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents, they handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now it's finally time to get LASIK. LASIK Plus is offering $1,000 off LASIK. That's $500 off per eye. Visit MyLASIKOffer.com. But hurry, you must be treated in October to receive your discount off LASIK. Must mention this promotion and be treated in October of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off both eyes on standard wavelength price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at mylasikoffer.com.
It's Peacocktober. This month, stream all your Halloween favorites. Watch the new movie, Halloween Kills, in theaters and streaming only on Peacock October 15th. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Face your fears this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Maybe. Because the team at KMDLaw.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLaw.com or call toll-free 833-4KMDLAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMD Law.
Are you ready to change your life, but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Free.com and book your first session today.
The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. PureSoapFlakes.com, 218-568-2525. Have you ever heard of Castile Soap? Pure Soap Flake Company handcrafts fine soap bars, laundry powder, and concentrated soap flakes using organic vegetable oils from their northern Minnesota facility. Bathe your body and wash your clothes with Pure Soap products that are free of fragrance, GMOs, palm oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, and synthetic additives. Keep it clean, folks. Pure Soap Flake Company products are kind to living creatures and sensitive skin, safe for drains and waterways, and work great in high-efficiency washers and top and front-loading machines.
they have a little promotion going on. Contact them to order some soap. Mention the Opperman Report. You're going to get a free gift. They're going to send a little extra soap, travel size, soap bars and laundry soap, cleaning soap flakes. I've been using that stuff all day long today. Great stuff. Order today at puresoapflakes.com or give them a call. 218-568-2525. 218-568-2525. Pure Soap Flake Company is a proud member of the Handcrafted Soap and Cosmetic Guild.
It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome back to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. We're talking today to John McMahon. He lives in Massachusetts today, but he was born, grew up in Northern Ireland, and part of the whole scandal going on up there with the intelligence officers being aware of these young boys, at these boys' homes being molested, being used for blackmail, and the courts seeming to go along with it. Real quick question, John. You mentioned something in these notes about the court case. The prosecution was heard in one court and the defense case was heard in a different court before a different judge?
Right. Well, let me clarify that for you. So what I discovered in was that the RUC, the Royal Ulster Police, had files going back to 1971-72 on Ken Larmer, the guy who abused me, allowing his friend Alan Campbell to have sex with a boy in his flat. So his flat or apartment was a safe house. And that was part of what was happening with these institutional homes. The sex rarely happened in a home unless it was one of the managers themselves doing it. But when they sent them out to clients or customers, whatever term you want to use, it was at a safe house. And that could have been a flat or an apartment, a hotel, or someone's private residence. So the police charged this guy, Alan Campbell, with having sex with a minor who came out of one of these homes, like Concora. I think it was called Bonmore, which was another one of the institutional homes. And Ken Larmer, by then, was working in the court system. So he literally, the police were following up on Ken because they became aware that he was seeing Alan Campbell a lot between when the offense occurred and when the case started. And they questioned him as to whether he was advising his friend how to get out of trouble and all that, which indeed Ken was doing. He was telling him, plead to a lesser offense. Don't admit to having sex with a kid. Just say, you know, I admit that I was in the company of a minor, which literally is a fine, a $50 fine type thing. So Ken was in the court system in the position to schedule the case. And the case was changed. It started with, say, judge number one in court A. And the prosecution case was presented on week one, a one-day case. They came back into court a week later, but now it was a different judge in a different courtroom. That's what the official records say. You can't explain that. It doesn't make any sense. But when the RUC 10 years later, 1982, we're going back and these records are saying there's all these real question marks about what happened with this case. Alan Campbell was let go with a fine, a slap in the wrist. He admitted to being in the company of a minor but not having sex. He was given a fine. The court log, so it's a handwritten log, a summary of case number one is in this court and what's the disposition. So the disposition was handwritten saying maybe a fine. The court log actually was overwritten in Ken Larmer's own handwriting saying the case was dismissed. So he was trying to destroy the record that his friend was even convicted of a fine. And there were a lot of really strange things that went on. So all I'm trying to say is that pedophiles operate, but they don't operate in a vacuum. Ken Larmer was initially a social worker with access to boys himself, and expose those boys to other clients and people. And I met this guy, Alan Campbell, the guy convicted and fined for having sex with a young boy, at Ken's apartment, and didn't know the significance of his name except that I'd written down his name. And then later on in talking with Richard, he said, Alan Campbell, do you know who he was? And I said, no. And he explained to me a little bit. And so we started, as we talked, we started realizing there's a lot of connection going on between my isolated abuse over 3 years with Ken Larmer, who who started off as a social worker specializing with youth in these homes, who then went into the court system. And what I'm trying to say is Ken Larmer, as a legal professional, was in a position to manipulate the case of his friend Alan Campbell and get him off with a fine. God only knows how many other cases he manipulated. I was told by the somebody along the line that Ken Larmer stood up as the character witness for Alan Campbell and then one of the Concora managers who was sent to jail. And so these pedophiles were protected and supported by a ring of people who either provided legal advice, medical advice, psychiatric advice. If a kid went after them, they say, oh, you got mental problems. I'll put you together with a psychiatrist who will help you. And that exactly happened to Richard Kerr and his siblings because his whole family were sent into homes. And he was abused by one of the psychiatrists who he was allocated to. So everybody was connected to each other one way or the other. Most of the relationships were not casual. They all had a purpose in protecting people legally, medically, mentally, and protecting them from getting, you know, prosecuted for doing anything bad. And they were in positions of power and knew how to protect each other.
And John, just think of this. None of this, you would never have come to this conclusion had not, by miracle, Colin Wallace was released from prison, put you in together with Richard Kerr, and Richard Kerr just happened to be having a good day, he could have a conversation with you, and you two can make this connection. Otherwise, this would still all be buried under the rug.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's one other name, and just to give you an idea how manipulative these pedophiles are, especially when they take over your family or you as like a parent. You know, Ken Larmer tried to convince me that he called this Greek love. If you've heard of the idea that 2,000 years ago, Greek aristocrats would take over 12-year-olds and show them the world, as in introducing them to sex, but it was sex of man to man, man to child, rather than heterosexual sex. So Ken was trying to convince me that this was normal, that the way he loved me as a father was like the old Greek philosophers. And in fact, he tried to explain to me, which was a lie, I'm sure, that the same thing had happened to my own father, that when his father died when he was 13, that an uncle who was a senator took over the family and he introduced my father to all this homosexual pedophile stuff. And, you know, part of me sort of believed that story because my dad was an alcoholic and basically he killed himself by drinking. He, you know, his liver, his kidneys, strokes all ruined his organs and he starved to death. He was 75 pounds when he died after 3 years of being in hospital. And so to me, that was kind of one way in reaction that I made some sense of why my dad died at 58. But yeah, they would manipulate you. They would compromise you. He did some outrageous stuff towards the end, which was kind of guaranteed to seal my lips. But, you know, he didn't fully understand that I couldn't even recognize this to myself. So therefore, how could I talk about it? But, you know, the whole case in here for me was I tried to go through a criminal procedure and Ken was protected because he was part of the legal system. I think the RUC, the detective who investigated my behalf, he was a good man and he kept me informed, but everything was verbal. There were no written records. When they decided not to prosecute, when the attorney general decided not to prosecute, I never got something in writing saying they decided not to prosecute and why, what the rationale was. So, you know, I was going by the word of a lot of people. In the end, you start learning after the fact that I don't even know whether they investigated my case properly or whether it was just going through the motions. You know, I think the police did their investigation. Detective Roy Suitors did a very good job. He spent close to a year investigating it. And, of course, you know, when I gave him hard facts and he was able to corroborate them, he knew that I wasn't full of horseradish, you know.
And so, well, John, if you mentioned how this situation where the defense put on a case in front of one court, in front of one judge, and then the prosecution put on a case in front of another judge, the prosecutor in that case had to be aware of this, had to be aware it was totally illegit. And the fact that he didn't stand on the roof of the courthouse screaming, "Hey, man, there's a cover-up going on here," shows you that he was complicit in the cover-up.
And so even if you look at this in a most naive or innocent way, that if it was simply a bookkeeping error, that they mixed up the records saying it wasn't Judge A, it was Judge B in both the prosecution side of the case and the defense side of the case, and somehow they mixed up the courtrooms, or else the courtroom was changed last minute and it scrambled all the records. It's the police themselves were left scratching their heads and saying, what really happened here 10 years ago, you know, when the case actually happened? And they knew that through their own investigation that the handwritten note saying dismissed was in Ken Larmer's own writing. He worked in the court system.
It's Peacocktober. All month long, stream your Halloween favorites on Peacock. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy Krueger, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Plus, be the first to see Jamie Lee Curtis take on Michael Myers in the new movie Halloween Kills. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock, October 15th. And for a new universe of monsters, check out the Peacock original series, Girl in the Woods. Face your fears and stream it all this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com. Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
And then the final part I'll share with you about Ken Larmer, because he worked in the court system for at least sometime in 1980 or 1990, I think it was. So 10 years after the initial Concord investigations. Somewhere along the line, my wife, when she was leaving Ireland, I had her stay with Ken because, quote, he was my friend. Again, telling you how messed up I was mentally about my friend. And she stayed there, and because she said to him, oh, I'm interested in studying to become a detective, you know, he pulled out stuff from his closet, court records, that were actually evidence in court cases. Pictures of people who were killed, assassinated, and other stuff. And again, I didn't make much of that at the time, but more recently, I'm thinking, was he taking some of the court files home and losing them purposely so his friends could be protected as well? I mean, he should not have had court records in his closet.
Or especially not court exhibits, exhibits, pieces of evidence. Well, certainly not.
Right. So you can see clearly there was a lot of things going on that I don't know about, but I know enough to know that he was protecting Alan Campbell at the minimum, and he knew three other people. He knew McGrath, the guy, the main manager at Concora. They met in 1968 at a thing called Tara Lodge. It was a young conservative, the young unionists, and Tara Lodge became part of the paramilitary process. Mm-hmm. And this guy McGrath, the main manager, and Semple and Mains, the two managers at Concora, were tied in with paramilitary on the loyalist side. And in essence, the intelligence services were either either working with them to corner some of their clients so that they could get military intelligence out of them with the help of the managers. I mean, so this tells you how messed up the thing was. Not only did they know that the kids were being abused, they were actively at times trying to say, can you compromise this client for us so we can put the thumb on him?
So, John, now...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Since this story's, I guess since Colin Wallace has been vindicated, the story's becoming public. And Richard Kerr, now, he has his story out there, but it's kind of confused and it's all over the place. You know, there's really no one location for Richard Kerr's story. Now, has your story gone public yet, or it won't become public until the Lost Boys documentary comes out in the next couple months?
Right. I mean, and my story really hasn't gone public because, number one, Ireland and England are always very, very conservative about stories. The libel laws are much tougher there. You actually have to prove that what you say is right rather than that you were reasonable in saying the things you said. Mm-hmm. So the onus is on you to prove that what you said was 100% accurate. If you get anything wrong, you know, the newspapers or media companies are sued. So they're very, very careful to scout out everything. And, you know, all things being honest, they should be careful because, you know, you can ruin someone's reputation. But all I can tell you is that, you know, I've tried to get it out a number of times, and it's very difficult. I approached this one time before, and the BBC didn't proceed with it because they'd been hit hard on some other scandal, you know, and... As Richard says, that there's some of the cases that have happened in England, it's almost as if the person alleging abuse was a setup to destroy the reputation of the real people who were abused.
Right.
And there's a lot of powerful forces in there. But, you know, I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to I've been very lucky to have had an incredible woman, and we raised four kids. And, you know, this is not my life. I refuse to be defined by it. But at the same time, I do want to make this person and the people who were responsible in propagating it at every level, whether in government or military, to make them accountable. Because people like Richard, who has this horrendous story about being abused by probably hundreds of people, and his family was broken up. He had four siblings. All of them ended up in homes. They were taken away from their parents. And every one of them, more or less, was probably hurt one way or the other. I don't know, at the same scale as Richard. You know, so Richard has very good days, and sometimes he has horrendous days because he's suffering from traumatic stress, you know. And so I try and be there for him. And in the process of talking and helping each other, you know, I've learned the significance of some of the people that were friends of Ken that I didn't understand. And, you know, and because I'm 3,000 miles away. You know, I don't know how to look up some stuff, but, you know, bit by bit, I'm getting a better picture of some of the politicians and people that were friends of his, and trying to understand them.
But other than these investigative reporters doing this Lost Boys documentary, are there any professional investigators, besides, I guess, Colin Wallace, coordinating all this information coming in?
No. I mean, there's another abuse investigation going on in London about Lord Janner. And I just read, and I shared it with Richard, that Lord Janner, that investigation is the investigation is happening in an inquiry, but there, Mark Watts, who's with some journalist outfit out there in England, said they're not going to allow any people who were abused to actually be part to give testimony. So it's like everything is always steered to keep control and keep it on a very narrow focus so that the people who they're trying to protect, their names never come into the public domain.
And John, you also mentioned to me too that there's dozens of teenage boys that are missing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's part of, I didn't know the extent of that, but I knew a couple names, and you know, Richard told me about one in particular, and you know, they've never really found out fully, but and as he said, in one case there were two boys together and they just disappeared, you know, one day on the way to school, but they were that sort of age, and they don't know whether they, you know, people kind of speculate, oh, maybe they ran off with the circus, but you know, that's an easy answer, isn't it?
Well, hopefully, once this documentary comes out, more people will connect the dots and say, "Oh, I know John's story, and I know Richard's story," and come out and join the cause here, and really get some light shine on his darkness here. We're out of time, John. What do you want to leave us with? I've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. I just want to leave it that, number one, I would hope that today people are more knowledgeable of the things that can happen, because back in 1968, all parents were naive and didn't understand that there were really evil people out there. And number two, that those who are responsible for evil to exist, whether they had some rationale that it was for the better good of a country or government, should be made accountable for their actions, and as in being forced to address the question whether they knew the evil they were propagating in trying to protect maybe intelligence or security assets. But number one, you know, you trust your kids and protect them, and that was really what prompted all of this. Is the evil is out there, and it's not people in trench coats. It's doctors, lawyers, congressmen, senators, House of Lords people, and maybe even royalty, and it's just shocking what was out there. So,
John, I know how difficult it is to relive.
It's Peacocktober. This month, stream all your Halloween favorites. Watch the new movie, Halloween Kills, in theaters and streaming only on Peacock October 15th. The biggest names in horror, like Freddy, Jason, Chucky, and more, streaming now. Face your fears this Peacocktober. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com. Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
These memories and stuff like that. So we really do appreciate you coming forward. And I hope that these words do not fall on deaf ears, and that people will come forward with more information, and we can bring these people to justice. John McMahon, thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Good night.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
And now a word from our sponsors. EmailRevealer.com. People ask me all the time, hey, Ed, are you still a private investigator? I sure am. Go to emailrevealer.com. We handle adoption investigations, infidelity investigations, where you give us your spouse's email address. We trace it back to online dating websites, catch them cheating online. Email tracing, locate or identify somebody from as little as an anonymous email address. Someone owe you money? Back child support? We can find that deadbeat. Locate his hidden assets. Locate his hidden bank accounts. Find his current place of employment and even assist you in obtaining a judgment and recover that judgment for you. EmailRevealer.com. Digital forensics, computer forensics, cell phone forensics, recover deleted text messages. Create a report that you can use in court. EmailRevealer.com. 800-572-9762. The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.